Dr. Pinsky with the Mount AMEN, Joseph Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kehoe as described in my report of 2-8-17. He is now a 62-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 9-9-13 when lifting a part. Pretty as a result, he believes he injured his lower back. Pretty was found to have herniated discs and then underwent surgery in 2013. He had additional surgeries in 2020 and 2021 involving L4-L5 fusion. He stated there was some loosening, so they had to remove a screw and one rod that had been implanted. Pretty did undergo spinal stimulator implantation, but is no longer receiving any active care. Paired in the paragraph, per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 10-13-17 to be inserted here. Pretty then applied for a reopener. Paired in the paragraph, on 7-9-18, he was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Momi for a need for treatment evaluation. Pretty reported about 2 months ago he developed sudden back pain out of nowhere. Period it had subsided, but he then developed left leg pain and eventually right leg pain. Period he was doing very well overall with his surgery and the stimulant replacement and was somewhat concerned his symptoms are partially coming back. Period he noted having performed surgery on 3-5-14 involving bilateral L4-S1 discectomies and left L4-5 far lateral discectomy, as well as stimulator placement on 7-6-15. Period. On this occasion, Dr. Momi started him on Lyrica for lumbosacral radiculopathy. Period. He was referred for a CAT scan. He was unable to undergo an MRI. The CAT scan was done on 7-31-18 to be inserted here. Prepared Dr. Momi reviewed these results with him on 8-2-18. Period. He wrote the petitioner had multi-level pathology and was not a surgical candidate as he would require a multi-level procedure. They discussed that his pain is tolerable at this point and being managed with Lyrica. Pretty he did not think injections would help at that point. Pretty deemed Mr. Kehoe had reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph. On 10-11-18, he was seen by neurologist Dr. Skinner. He diagnosed failed back syndrome with distal lower extremity sensory impairment on exam, combined with lower extremity areflexia and gait difficulties. He wrote the exam was not consistent with any symptom magnification. Lumbar spine surgery had been discussed, but it was unclear how much benefit he might obtain from this. Dr. Skinner deemed he had exhausted non-surgical treatment at that time and is at maximum medical improvement short of surgery. He did not have any pre-existing additions to account for his back and lower extremity symptoms presently. Paired new paragraph on 9-23-20, Mr. Kehoe was seen neurosurgically by Dr. De La Soda. He noted the course of treatment to date and ascertained the petitioner had been involved in a motor vehicle collision on 10-11-18. Pretty was the restrained driver of a vehicle rear-ended while stopped at a red light. Pretty was seen at Jefferson Hospital Emergency Room in Cherry Hill. Pretty had CAT scan of the chest and thoracic spine. Noted the spinal cord stimulator. Pretty were no acute findings. Pretty was evaluated, treated, and released the same day. Pretty that same day, he was also seen by neurologist Dr. Skinner. He had increasing low back pain that was present constantly. He had also since seen Dr. Glimmer on 10/16/18 period. He had a course of physical therapy and follow-up through 129/19 period. He wanted updated MRI studies of the cervical and thoracic spine. Period. He had a pain management consultation on 219/19 when the CAT scans were reviewed. Period. A cervical epidural injection was recommended. Period. Dr. De La Soda referenced the results of his diagnostic studies, including a CAT scan of the cervical spine from 3/11/19 period, and a CAT scan of the thoracic spine that same day. Period. This will be inserted here as marked since I can't find a separate report. Period. He also noted the results of earlier diagnostic studies, beginning with the cervical spine MRI on 11/6/09 that preceded the incident of 9/9/13. Period. In fact, we should incorporate the results of all of those MRIs in chronological order to be inserted again as marked. Period. Dr. De La Soda did not feel the patient would benefit from further surgery in the lumbar spine. Period. However, in view of the time lapse since the last diagnostic testing on the lumbar spine, it would be prudent to obtain updated imaging. Period. Due to his spinal cord stimulator, he was referred for a CT myelogram as opposed to an MRI. Period. That study was done on 10/23/20 to be inserted as marked. Paired Dr. De La Soda reviewed these results with him on 10/27/20 period. At that juncture, the treatment plan included possible surgical intervention. Period. He was advised to go with the least invasive option at that point, but was aware he may need a fusion in the future. Period. New paragraph. On 11/20/20, Dr. De La Soda performed right L5-S1 foraminotomy and microdiscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was lumbar radiculopathy as well as right L5-S1 foraminal stenosis and foraminal disc herniation. Period. He followed up postoperatively beginning 11/30/20 period. He was monitored with various clinical exams and trials of medication. Period. He had another CT myelogram on 12/17/20 to be inserted here. Period was compared to the study of 10/23/20. Period EMG was done by Dr. Sharitz on 1/13/21 period. We can insert those results here as well. Mr. Kehoe was also seen for pain specialist consultation with Dr. Rastogi, R-A-S-T-O-G-I, on 2/8/21 period. Follow-up with him continued through 5/11/21 period. At that juncture, he was scheduled for surgery period. Surgery was done on 6/18/21 to be inserted here. period, he had follow-up x-rays, period. Another surgery was done on 4/7/22 to be inserted here, period. His CAT scan was completed. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done on 4/22/22 to be inserted, period. On 5/20/22, he had lumbar spine x-rays, whose results will be inserted here also, period. Dr. De La Soda monitored his progress through 3/13/23, period. He remained symptomatic, period. He had gone back to work full duty, full time, and is using his saved time to work fewer hours per day. Pretty is increasing his ambulation daily and notices improved flexibility. Period, overall, he was slowly improving. Period. Dr. De La Soda rendered several diagnoses to be inserted as marked. Period, at that juncture, he advised Mr. Kehoe to remain active and return as needed. Period, he was cleared for full duty work between 5.5 and 6 hours per day. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees, but extension 25 degrees. Period rotation right was 50 degrees and left 35 degrees. Left side bending right 30 degrees and left to 15 degrees. The rest of that section is normal. Thoracic, there was a midline, mid-level thoracic scar, longitudinally oriented, measuring 2 3/4 inches in length. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Lumbar spine, he was able to walk on his toes and stand on his heels. Period. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 3 1/4 inches in length. Period. This was bracketed by 2 paramedian shorter longitudinal scars. Period. He extended to 15 degrees and side bent bilaterally to 20 degrees. Period. Flexion and bilateral rotation were full to 60 and 45 degrees respectively. Period. And then normal through. Supine straight leg wedge maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness that is not clinically significant. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period. There were no palpable subcutaneous devices. Period. Impressions insert wedges marked from my prior report. Period. Since seen here in 2017, Mr. Kehoe reported return and worsening of his symptoms. Period. He saw Dr. Momi and Dr. Skinner, as well as Dr. Sharitz and Dr. Rastogi. Period. He underwent updated diagnostic studies. Dr. De La Soda performed surgery on 6/18/21 and 4/7/22, both to be inserted here. Pretty followed up through 3/13/23 and was cleared for full duty between 5.5 to 6 hours per day. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found he ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. He could walk on his toes and only stand on his heels. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the thoracic and lumbar regions. Period. There were no palpable subcutaneous devices. Period. There was no tenderness palpation in the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar regions. Period. New paragraph. I would now offer 16 or 17% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. This accounts for his 2 more recent surgeries and residuals. record my opinions relative to permanency involving the cervical or thoracic spines remains at 0%. Appeared his more recent diagnostic studies of those levels probably showed advancing degenerative disc disease. And that is the end.